This is a World Challenge devotion by David Wilkerson. Led by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has a people in these confusing times who are not confused. They are so given to Jesus, so in love with Him, and separated from the wickedness of this age, that they know the ways and workings of the Holy Spirit. They know what is pure and holy, and what is fleshly and foolish. Then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and above her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a covering. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. This means, in essence, over each of these remnant people will be a blanket, a canopy, a hiding place, the covering of the glory of God. Remember that a cloud of glory covered the tabernacle in the wilderness. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. In Isaiah chapter 4, we are promised that in the last days, the Lord will create a glory that covers His remnant church. The glory of God will fill every heart and cover every house, and we will worship under the canopy of God's glory, which is the manifest presence of Jesus Christ, God's Son. His Son being the brightness of His glory. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. The glory cannot get any brighter than Christ manifesting Himself to you. The word manifest means to lay hold of by the hand. In other words, when Jesus' presence fills a place, it is so real and evident that your spiritual hands can touch it and your spiritual eyes can see it. It is as real as the air you breathe. I want to see a revival where the presence of Jesus is so powerful and glorious that the fruit, or conversions, will be excellent. See Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2. I want to see a revival where people stream toward the front of the church, weeping, broken before the Lord, and they will know that they have truly been covered by the glory of God. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.